Anita Marks and Paul Dottino here with your Giants End of the Day report. A very windy day here at the Giants facility. But in all seriousness, Paul, unfortunately, Eric Flowers, offensive lineman, did not participate in practice today. Why?
Well, the rookie left tackle has a hip flexor. He is day-to-day. Now, the shame of it is he's actually looked good during the first few days of training camp. And any time he misses is going to set him back a bit because they're trying to work on his techniques and accelerate his development as quickly as possible. But, again, they don't think it's a big deal.
Doesn't seem to be bad. You know, he had some, it's a hip flexor issue, and, you know, this morning he was sore, but by the time I caught him in a meeting room, he was doing this. So, you know, hopefully it's just a short amount of time.
All right. Now, some of the coaches addressed the media today. One in particular, everybody really anxious to hear from, and that is safeties coach David Merritt. What did you walk away from that?
Well, it's quite clear that they are going to rotate all of these young safeties as best as they can to get a good look at them. You see, the Giants don't really know right now what their mix is going to be. Who are the starting two guys going to be out there against the Cowboys in week one? So they're all going to get reps. They're all going to get equal chances. But there is one guy the last couple of days who's kind of stepped to the forefront. That'd be Bennett Jackson.
Yeah, and he had an opportunity to talk to the media as well. He's really excited about the competition. Interesting, though, because a lot of people feel that Nat Burhe was kind of the lead guy to win that role. And he actually told me the two of them are pretty tight. They're good friends, and he's battling it out with arguably his best friend on this team, Paul.
Well, Burhe had the calf injury and missed the offseason program, and that kind of set him back a little bit. And here's Bennett Jackson coming off microfracture knee surgery, Anita. It's amazing. He's moving so fluidly, and they love the way he has picked up the game, and he's calling the signals back there at the safety spot. Not an easy thing for a youngster to do, but the Notre Dame product is really getting it done.
Great stuff. Paul Dottino and Anita Marks for your Giants End of the Day report.